Well, Oakland, California is having a moment this summer. Writer Tommy Orange's novel They're There, about urban Indians and their lives in Oakland, has been on the New York Times bestseller list for 9 weeks now. Oakland musician and activist Boots Riley's movie Sorry to Bother You, set in an alternate version of the city, is in theaters around the country, as is Blindspotting, written by and starring Oakland's Daveed Diggs of Hamilton fame. As Sundia Dirks of member station KQED reports, Oakland's long legacy of diverse artists and activists is finding its place in the spotlight.
What was the use of my having come from Oakland? It was not natural to have come from there. Yes, write about it if I like, or anything if I like, but not there. There is no there there. That's what Gertrude Stein wrote in 1937 in her autobiography.
There there has been used to say it doesn't have culture, or it doesn't have place, or, you know, it doesn't have a feel to it.
That's breakout novelist Tommy Orange. He points out what a lot of Oaklanders already know. That quote wasn't about Oakland, but about Stein's childhood home being gone.
It's a very convenient quote if you're gentrifying someplace to be like, there's no place there anyway, or nobody's from Oakland. Like, all the new people here, all the new white people gentrifying, it's very convenient to have that feeling.
It would be hard to have that feeling this summer, as artists from the town, as us locals call it, are bringing Oakland to life across movie screens and on the page. In Orange's novel, the city is basically a character. The title of his book, There, There, after Stein's often misinterpreted quote.
I also wanted to use that quote, not only because it's about Oakland, but because for Native people, similarly, we live on land that has been changed from what it was. The novel is about identity and Native identity and figuring out how to make sense of living in the city.
Orange writes, "We bought and rented homes, slept on the streets, under freeways. We went to school, joined the armed forces, populated Indian bars in the Fruitvale in Oakland and in the Mission in San Francisco. We lived in boxcar villages in Richmond."
It's a totally different experience being an urban Indian than it is being a res Indian.
"We did not move to cities to die," he writes. "The sidewalks and streets, the concrete absorbed our heaviness. The glass, metal, rubber, and wires, the speed, the hurtling masses. The city took us in."
It risks being erased if all you can refer to as self is historical. Then you're basically already gone, and that's a really terrible feeling.
The Oakland that I grew up in was one in which we were constantly wanting to be engaged with something bigger than us.
That's Boots Riley, musician, activist, and now the writer and director of the film Sorry to Bother You. Riley remembers as a kid driving across the flatlands of Oakland.
That trip was what it was all about, looking for signs of life.
Buildings were boarded up, neighborhoods abandoned by infrastructure. But Oakland culture came up through the cracks in the crumbling concrete. Turf dancing, the original sideshows, hyphy, and hip-hop groups like Boots Riley's group, The Coup.
Refusing access to places has been a big part of, you know, my growing up. We're told so much that we are insignificant through just life, through what we see on television or the movies.
Oakland hasn't really been represented in Hollywood, but it does have a film history, mostly in black cult classics. The blaxploitation film The Mac and Sun Ra's Afrofuturist odyssey Space is the Place. Decades later came Fruitvale Station, about the last day in the life of Oscar Grant, an unarmed black man killed by a public transit police officer. The director of that movie, Oakland-born Ryan Coogler, gave a huge shout-out to the city in his mega hit, Black Panther. Boots Riley says representation matters.
Like, I've never been to Delhi. I have a picture in my head of what it looks like. And that picture is not even from the news. It's probably from James Bond movies or something with really racist ideas about it.
It was said Oakland was a murder capital full of drugs and crime. It's also long been a space for radical politics created by people of color. This is, after all, the birthplace of the Black Panthers.
Even in places like public radio, people won't put out an idea that makes them look like they might be a communist. So they water down their philosophy so much that we lie to people. And we tell each other that the way to change things is by letting our voice be heard.
The fact that diversity in Hollywood and literature is getting its due at the same time that Oakland is, isn't a coincidence. It also makes sense that these Oakland artists are doing more than just showing diverse faces. For Riley, that means a satirical sci-fi socialist deconstruction of not just racism, but capitalism. For writer Tommy Orange, that means showing Native people, not just on the reservation, and not preserved in the past, but present right now in this city.
Oakland's having a great year, and hopefully that will not just be a wave that comes and goes or recedes.
But Oakland, Black Oakland, Native Oakland, Radical Oakland, are getting their moment in the spotlight at the same time as it becomes less and less possible to afford to live here. As the rest of the world sees that there is a there here, the people who have been here can't stay.
We currently live out in Angels Camp, and we're thinking of moving back in the fall, and now we can afford it, and we haven't been able to move back because we haven't been able to afford it. So
That writing a book about Oakland would allow you to then come back to Oakland is kind of magical.
Yeah. If we make it back in the fall, I'll think of it like that, like Oakland allowed me to come back.
For Here and Now, I'm Cynthia Dirks.